Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Inside Lacrosse Unit Talk series on Google Hangout. John Gelati here. This week we were joined by the Ohio State Buckeyes attack unit, Logan Schuss, Carter Brown, and Turner Evans. Joined us in between NCAA tournament games, coming off a big win over Towson at home in Columbus, Ohio, and before their matchup with unseeded Cornell, but very red-hot Cornell team in College Park, Maryland, Saturday, 12:30, in the first game of that quarterfinal from College Park, live on ESPN2. The guys were great, and we actually were a little bit delayed in making that hangout happen. I had some technical difficulties the week before, which I will apologize for, but this week we were able to make it happen. Pulled the audio for you. I thought it might be valuable on the podcast that you can find on iTunes and also at insidethecross.com/podcasts. So we talked about the chemistry these guys have developed together. Pretty interesting unit in that Logan is from BC, Canada, and Turner is from Ontario, and then Carter is from Baltimore, probably one of the more diverse attack units in the country. But how they've come together, scored almost 150 points on the year for a team that has won 7 games in a row. Just talked a little bit also about last week's game against Towson, this week's game against Cornell, some of the cultural differences in the areas that they're from, some tips for getting better, and some good style stuff as well with Logan's ankle socks and the stripes, racing stripes on the side of his head, and Carter still working on his driver's license and some other good stuff in there, so it's fun. So again, thanks for listening to this podcast. You can find the video on Google Hangout. Inside the Cross's Google Plus account is now over 65,000 people. We appreciate all the followers on there. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube, also Inside the Cross, and be sure to tweet, Facebook, Pinterest, everything else you can possibly do to get this thing out there. Please spread the word. You can tweet at me at jgelati. You can email me at jgelati@insidethecross.com. And also be sure to check insidethecross.com all weekend long for live coverage of all the action live from College Park on Saturday, and also on Sunday from Indianapolis, Indiana, where Casey Vach will be for InsideTheCross.com. IL.com will also have Division II and Division III coverage, as our finalists will be crowned this weekend. And then ILWomen.com will have the quarterfinals of all the women's action. So be sure to check our IL network of sites. ILGear.com will also have the newest and freshest gear coming at you from these games. We'll have some sights and sound stuff as well. So if you can follow along on the websites, great. Be sure to follow along also at ESPN2 and ESPNU, and we thank you again for listening to this podcast. Check the video version on Google Hangout and also on YouTube, and enjoy the games this weekend. It should be a fun one. Welcome to the Inside Lacrosse Unit Talk series on Google Hangout. This time we are joined finally by the Ohio State men's lacrosse starting attack, Logan Schuss, Carter Brown, and Turner Evans. We appreciate the patience. I will apologize first off to our loyal fans for screwing up last week. No idea what happened there, but we're going to make this thing happen. And why don't you guys kind of go down the line and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hey, I'm Carter Brown, freshman attackman from Baltimore, Maryland.
Logan Schuss, senior attackman from Vancouver, Canada.
Turner Evans, sophomore attackman from Peterborough, Ontario.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for joining us again, and apologies for the delayed hangout that this finally happened. But why don't we start off? First off, Ohio State victorious over the weekend, number 3 seed, taking on Towson, winning that game fairly handily, and advancing to play Cornell Saturday, 12:30, ESPNU. We'll also have full coverage on InsideTheCross.com. But advancing to the quarterfinals, how does it feel to be playing another week with these guys?
I mean, it's great. Just the opportunity to come out and, I mean, spend each and every day with these guys, come to practice. I mean, we just want this to not end and see how long we can keep going with it. And, I mean, I enjoy playing with all these guys, and I mean, it's been a great 4 years. I just want to keep it going.
Yeah, I think it's been a great experience. I'm really happy for the seniors. You know, they get another week. I think it's really important for them.
7 wins in a row for you guys. You know, got to be that one of the hottest teams in the country, if not the hottest. You're coming off another nice offensive performance against Towson in the first round. What's been kind of the key to this surge for you guys, especially on offense? You guys really seem to be clicking out there. What's been the difference?
Yeah, I think the difference has just been us playing our game, right, and going out every game, just having a mindset of what we're going to try to accomplish on offense and trying just to stick to the game plan. I mean, we have a lot of tight script that we like to run, and we work it all week through practice, and I mean, just getting our shots. We don't want to give the goalie too much opportunity to make those early saves and kind of get on a roll. So kind of maybe holding off on some shots that we might not want to see in the first quarter, and just making sure that those first shots we get on cage are going to be ones that are opportunities that we can score. So, I mean, getting that early offense and just once we get the ball rolling and then don't take our foot off the gas, right? Just keep it going and see what we can make out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, face-offs and goalie play have been a huge factor in us getting the ball and, you know, really getting our chances to put the ball in the back of the net.
Now, let's talk about you guys as a unit. I can't imagine there's a more diverse attack unit in the country right now with a guy from Peterborough, a guy from Ontario, and a guy from Baltimore. How have you guys kind of come together starting in the fall and, you know, Carter being a freshman, new to the squad? How did that kind of start out and what's been the key to you guys developing so well together?
Yeah, I think just like you said, like, we've been together since the fall and, I mean, coming together, we all have our different tendencies and, we're all type of different players and aspects and, I just think as a unit, we've come together just from playing with each other so much and knowing what we can do as each other, like with typing dodges that we like to do and just being able to see each other at practice every day and going up against a great defensive scheme like we have with our units here. I think it's been a great way for us to get together and, I think we're all pretty diverse players in the way that we can almost do it all. Like, we know that if Carter's dodging, we know which kind of areas we get on into the field and, you know, he's looking for us a lot of the times, but he can also be a threat to score. And, I think personally for myself and Turner, I mean, we can either dodge or we can feed. And if you find Turner on the backside, you know, he can put it in the net. So I think we're all type of players that we can kind of do it all in a sense. And, defenses can't really, kind of look at us as like one dimensional. They can always find a way for us to get to the net.
Yeah, I think our diversity as a unit really complements our game, and it's the reason why defensive units have a hard time stopping us.
Yeah, I think we complement each other really well. As a freshman, you know, Logan and Turner and the older guys have done a great job of, you know, helping me and helping me, you know, kind of develop into the player I can be.
Now, Carter, what's been the? I mean, it's an adjustment to play with Canadians. Definitely, there's a different style of play there. What's been the adjustment for you coming out of the MIAA and now playing next to these two guys? You got a couple other Canadians on the roster. What's been the adjustment for you down at that attack unit?
You know, it was a little different at first, but honestly, I like it a lot. You know, I can toss it into the guys and, you know, to put it in the back of the net. And I think at the same time, yeah, they have great vision. And they can find me at any time. And, you know, it's really enjoyable on the field.
Now, one of my favorite things about lacrosse is the different dialogue, the different lingo, the jargon. Canadian jargon fascinates me. There's so many different terms you guys use for things. Genos was the one that I picked up this spring from for goals. Carter and for any of the other two guys too, like any lingo you've picked up that, I know sometimes you can even have a hard time understanding these guys when they start talking fast and throwing around words you've never heard before. Funny ones?
I mean, just like the little things that I don't even notice anymore. Turner still calls, you know, extra man power plays. And I'm just, you know, I'm just used to it by now.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a, different lingos that we all use, and the terms that we throw around are kind of funny. And I mean, we always like to kind of stick to that just to show our identity out there. And, we get made fun of about it and stuff, but we just didn't. I mean, we encourage it. We like to be different. I think it's just funny. I mean, Coach Dobbins kind of gets mad at us sometimes because certain things that we have in our playbook that are script that. I mean, calling for the ball one more is maybe, and sometimes we'll say, go, yeah, like kind of yell for the ball and just like do a little, like a chirp maybe, just to get the ball on the backside. He definitely wants us to keep up with what it is in the playbook. But I mean, when you're on the field and the pressure of the game and stuff, you kind of just go back to your usual tendencies, what you're comfortable with.
Well, speaking of which, Dan Lintner from up in Cornell had a great question coming in, and I actually clicked on his Twitter feed, and there's some hilarious tweets, all of which I could understand about half of. Beauties being the common hashtag there, but he did want to ask Turner who your favorite roommate has been over the years, so I wanted to pitch that one in and see what the answer was.
Yeah, I roomed with him in Finland this summer with Team Canada, so that's why he asked that. But yeah, actually Carter's my roommate over here at Ohio State, so I think they're both great roommates, but yeah.
He is
a beauty.
Dodging that one. Well, we did kind of talk about the two-man game a little bit, and, you know, especially coming out of that last game against Towson, you know, Jesse King, you know, a lot of people talking about the game that he had and season that he's had. What's the key there? Kind of give us the X's and O's and you know, on-field analysis of what makes, you know, what makes that work so well and what makes it so hard to defend.
Yeah, all right, so the two-man games, basically we're just trying to find the good matchups on the field. I mean, short stick to short stick's usually a good way to start out, and I mean, we like to attack it as in if you can get a step on your defenseman, if you get the pick on them and you get a step on them, usually you just want to take that to the net, but sometimes what we like to find is when you do set the pick and you can get a quick roll to the net, a lot of times you'll find the two defensemen are haven't communicated well enough, and they'll stay on the guy with the ball, and then it's just an easy, like, backhand flip or just a toss inside. And playing the box game up north, we definitely try to master that just for the sense that it is a smaller space up there, and we're kind of more comfortable throwing it into tight spaces. So a lot of times we do find ourselves getting a little trouble when we're trying to feed it in tight. I know that myself, Turner, and Jesse, and Regan kind of throw some passes into that coach doesn't really like sometimes, but it's the type of thing, if it works out, then it's okay, good job, nice play, but if it doesn't, then you're going to get in trouble.
But you got to still have the confidence to keep doing that, right? I mean, that's what kind of differentiates you guys. You know that pass more often than not is going to work, so you kind of keep doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a confidence thing, and we definitely do it in practice a lot, so I mean, that's a confidence booster there, and yeah, I mean, playing lacrosse, you got to take risks sometimes, and to be a team that gets on a roll like that and starts scoring above 10 plus goals a game, you got to have those type of plays.
So yeah, you know, as you said, you guys are on a roll right now. What's kind of the next step? You're going up against a Cornell team that is also on a roll, you know, especially offensive. Well, both sides of the field thought played really well on Sunday. What's going to be the key to playing a Cornell team that is playing so well right now?
I mean, in the Elite Eight, you're going to go against a team that's obviously should be there, right? And Cornell's a team that's definitely the top of the country right now. And I think just going into it, like we have the past couple games, just with our playing our type of game, right? And we're going to scout them just like we have other teams. And we know that they're strong offensively and defensively. So, I mean, coming out, yeah, like I said, we're just going to attack what we know what's best for us and go about our game plan.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, every week we kind of focus on ourselves, on offense, and just keep doing what we've been doing, and, you know, I think that hopefully will work this weekend.
Offensively, I think that we have 6, 7, 8 guys who can score, so, I mean, stopping us, if they want to try to do different things to us that we haven't seen, I think we have the type of tools that we can go about any defense and try to find ways to score. I think Coach does a great job of scouting teams, and whatever they throw at us, we're going to do our best to try to counter. And defensively, I think we're very strong down there as well, and we don't think we have any.
Gotcha. It looks like, I mean, there's a lot of Canadian connections on these two squads, with Cody out from the West, and then you got Jason Noble and Dan Turner, your boy. Any interesting relationships there? Like, how much have you guys played with those guys coming back to your Canadian days?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the NCAA, everyone does a good job. The old Canadians do a good job of trying to just keep in contact with each other and just be friends. And I think that changes once we go back to into Canada for the box lacrosse loop. If they're not on your team, they're not really friends. But I've known Cody for a while now. We've played against each other since we're young, and he's a great player. And actually, one of my best friends plays with him over the summer in Nanaimo. So I've definitely got to know him a bit, and I just know Jason through just basically through the lacrosse world. And I played against him when I was younger, and I think in seventh grade or eighth grade in the Canadian Championships for box. So I know him and his brother through that, but I'm not too familiar with Dan.
Yeah, I think us Canadians get along pretty good in the NCAA, and I know Lintner, played against him my whole life basically, and playing junior box back home, I played against Jason Noble too for a few years now.
Gotcha. Logan, talk about your scoring streak is pretty insane. Every single game you've played for Ohio State, over 60 games at this point. What's been the key to that consistency and just kind of being able to do that every single game and never really having an off game?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've definitely had my off games, and you can see that in some of the box scores, but I think it's a big way to show what Coach Dobbins has done for me personally, just in setting me up in the different offensive schemes. And I mean, almost every play there's some, I have my foot in the door on all of them, and there's a certain part of it, whether it's me kind of starting out the play and kind of being a dummy dodger and setting some guys up when the slide comes to me, or maybe it's me getting a shot on the backside. I think Coach Dobbins has done a great job of getting me in the mix almost on every time. And, I just think it's been great. My teammates have always been there for me and helped me try to achieve my goals, and they've done a great job of finding me. I mean, Carter is always looking for me, and we kind of have that little sense of, he always finds me on the backside, and I can always look for him on the backside as well. And just like I said with Turner, if I can pass him the ball and he's within 10 yards of the net, I know it's going to be assist coming my way.
Well, and what kind of evolution have you seen in these two younger guys over the year, less than a year that you've been playing with them since the fall, freshman and a sophomore, with the senior who's been around? What kind of evolution have you seen in these guys?
I've definitely seen a lot of confidence boost in both of them. I mean, coming in, I know how it was when I was a freshman and a sophomore. I didn't really want to take the lead in certain drills or in games, but they've developed. I mean, we don't look at them as freshman and sophomore anymore. We see them as a big key part of our team. And just when they get the ball now, I've definitely seen change in them since the fall in games. I mean, they're ready to take over games, and if they get the opportunity to take to the net, or if they're setting up something, then we can count on them, and they're definitely have big roles on this team.
And then, conversely, Carter and Turner, what's it been like playing with this guy who's put up so many points in his career and has been so effective out there?
It's been great. Logan's probably one of the best players I've ever played with, and, it's really fun. He's always looking. His head's always up. At the same time, you can just chuck him anything, and he'll catch it, and he'll just bury it. And it's been a really good experience, and, he's a great player.
Yeah, it's great playing with a guy like Logan. He's a leader on the field too, and he plays with a lot of heart, which is nice. And playing with him too, like, he gets a lot of the attention on defense, so it's not too hard to get open when he's got the ball. He's drawing all the defensive attention, so.
Now, a couple style questions. Logan, a lot of people were talking about the ankle socks you were rocking on the weekend. What was anything significant to that, or?
I always rock the ankle socks,
nice.
Or maybe even no socks at all. So, I just bought these new cleats a couple months ago, and they're black, and we always wear white socks as a team. So, I mean, I can't have white and black contrast there. So that was one of the main factors. And it was actually a nice day, like about a month and a half ago at practice, and I didn't want to get the sock tan. So I didn't have any ankle socks at the time, so I just took a pair of scissors and cut my calf, whatever you guys call them, mid-calves, and I cut them down so you wouldn't get the tan there. So that's kind of how it was. And that practice, actually had a nice practice against Duddy, and had a couple goals against him, so I thought it was a little superstition. I'd keep cutting my socks so I wouldn't have that anymore.
So you're going to keep cutting them versus actually buying or getting a pair of, like, appropriate ankle socks?
I try to.
No, he just likes wasting socks, believe me.
Yeah.
He'll get anything he can for free. He likes it.
Nice. And then I see the shingles going on there. What's that all about?
Sorry, I didn't hear that one.
I see the shingles going on in the side there. What's any significance to that style move?
My hairstylist Adam Trombley on my team, he just kind of threw it in there, and I think we called them racing stripes, and I think just helped me out with my speed in the game and stuff, and just hoping to keep that going. So we're gonna see how well this goes in the NCAAs.
Gotcha. Well, you got to keep up with consistency here. Getting back to the field, you guys scored 4 goals in the last 35 seconds, I think, of quarters against Towson. A pretty remarkable stat. Is that something you guys focus on? Like that last minute of each quarter, which I know can be huge. I mean, those can be backbreaker goals for other teams and momentum swings for you guys. Is that something you guys focus specifically on, and how has that been so effective?
Yeah, well, we definitely pride ourselves on finishing quarters, whether that be getting a big stop on defense or just not turning the ball over and getting the last shot of the quarter. So we always play the last whistle, and you saw that in the Towson game with David Planning scoring one with about 2 seconds maybe even 1 second left on the clock. So it's good to see that sometimes, like, maybe teams will start taking that time off and you can kind of sneak one in there, but like you said, I think it's just like a heartbreaker when you get that last goal scored on you to end the quarter. I mean, it's definitely going in with confidence for us, and hopefully takes a little confidence away from the other team if we get that last goal.
And then same with the fourth quarters. You guys have been so good. Another question that came in on Twitter, I think you guys are 48-27 advantage in fourth quarters. Is that, again, so what's been the difference for you guys just closing out games so well? And even on, you know, even over the weekend, you guys scored 4 goals when you were already up, you know, pretty big in that game against Towson. What's been the difference for you guys in those fourth quarters?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a direct correlation to how well Coach Hansen, our strength coach, has been training us. And it started in the fall. I mean, we came back, and at first we were kind of like, wow, like, this guy's kind of insane, like the stuff we were doing with him. And we've never kind of trained that hard before, and the stuff they were throwing at us, we're just like, holy. And he just said wait until the season starts and you'll see it pay off. And I mean, that's what we're seeing now, and we pride ourselves on finishing games. And the fourth quarter comes, and in the second half, actually, we just know that we're a team that is going to thrive in the second half, and whether we're down or up, we just don't want to take our foot off the gas, and we're going to keep going and putting goals on the board.
And that strength and conditioning guy is a football guy, right? Like, you guys really do, your integration with the football program is pretty good there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what, any specific things that you guys did that really, you think, look back and like, wow, that was a really, at the time, you know, an eye-opening or, you know, smack you in the face as a workout at the time, but look back, thought it was really cool and really effective?
Yeah, actually, well, Coach Hansen came to us from Florida, and I believe he worked with the football team in Florida, so coming to us, I think he's strictly lacrosse now, and so we actually lacrosse and baseball. So, I mean, we do have close ties with the football team. They allow us to work out in their weight room and stuff. And I mean, it's amazing to work out in there and see all the tradition on the walls and just the guys who have been in there. So, I mean, that's definitely a pump up for us to be able to get in there. And I just think in the fall, kind of the stuff that we're doing. I mean, we're I don't know, like, we'd, like 100, 200 yard plate pushes on the ground, and just like kind of a thing, like, you can't like show any signs of weakness or being tired. Kind of a thing, like, once we're doing sprints and stuff, if anyone's kind of keeled over, showing signs of being tired or hands on the hips or just kind of slouching over, I mean, we got to do extra running for that. And he holds a tight, like, he's really strict with us in a way that, like, he holds us responsible for whatever we do, and whatever drills we're doing, holds us accountable in a way that if we mess up, if one guy messes up, then it's on the whole team. It's all 42 guys. So definitely coming in the fall, we saw a change in how we acted as a team and how strict it was. So I think that directly relates to the field and how we finished games, just not taking any plays off and just finishing games.
I mean, Carter, coming in as a freshman, was that a pretty eye-opening experience for you, your first kind of collegiate experience, and boom, you're you're doing these crazy workouts. What was kind of your impression right away?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working harder than I ever have in my whole life, so it's definitely a little scary at first, and I didn't know if I could make it, but, you know, the support of your team and just everyone's got each other's back, and it's really helped me, I think, on the field, you know, getting stronger, and they've done a great job with me, so, you know, it's definitely paid off.
And Quint Kestnick told me to ask, he's been telling me about some, you guys do some unique drills with tennis balls. Can you kind of tell us about those drills?
Yeah, I think we do a lot of different drills of using tennis balls, and I think one of them who definitely helps us is just the ability to catch the ball inside with using soft hands. We call it like kind of soft toss, and it's just kind of step down shooting. You got two lines down low feeding, and you got lines inside just stepping down to the ball, and I think it definitely helps with just having that sense of having like the kind of the soft hands, just catching it inside and finishing, and it also allows us to have a goalie in net for a lot of those different drills. Because I mean, I give props to some of our goalies like Kevin Duffy, who sits in net day after day and just takes 1,000 shots a day on us. So I mean, getting to have those tennis balls and just kind of working on our inside hands and just placing the ball rather than trying to shoot our hardest at the net. And we have different approach drills as well. So coach will throw us a ball in the wings, and we have a defenseman kind of screaming out to us, and it's just basically all working on keeping our hands soft and just absorbing the ball and not just letting it just go right into your stick. I mean, with a regular ball, you can kind of depend on the gravity, just letting it drop in. But with the tennis ball, you really got to soak it up, and that's how we work on keeping our hands soft.
Gotcha. Well, let's go to a Twitter question here for Carter. And I don't know if this is true or a joke, but when are you planning on getting your driver's license?
I actually don't have my driver's license. I don't know. I'm not a big driver. It's not something that I really enjoy. So I haven't done it. And it's one of my good friends just getting on me about it. He actually just got his. He didn't get his too long ago. So, you know, my friends give me a hard time. But, you know, I don't really care that much anymore.
I think Carter just likes to be driven around places because, I mean, when I pick him up to go to practice or anything, and if it's just me and him, he doesn't like to sit in the front seat. He likes to kind of pretend I'm his chauffeur, and he'll sit in the back seat and tell me where to go. So I think he likes that in the most part of it.
Hey, if you can pull that off, I keep it going as long as you can.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just the last couple of questions here since we're about 10:30. One thing that I've never really talked to Canadians about is there a rivalry between British Columbia and Ontario? You know, such kind of, you know, I don't know if that's the Long Island, Baltimore kind of, is there's a comparison there, if there is a rivalry, if you guys typically don't like each other, or if there's a difference in styles between the two. I mean, Turner and Logan, can you kind of shed some light on that one?
Yeah, I think, I definitely think there's a bit of a rivalry on that end. And, I think the two of the biggest hotbeds in lacrosse in Canada right now is BC and Ontario, and you see for the most part those are all the players that are kind of going down south to schools in the States. And I mean, just alone in the Minto Cup for the Junior A loop, in the Man Cup and the Senior loop, it's always a battle between the two teams, the West and the East. And I definitely think that there's different types of players come from both areas. I almost want to say the West is a bit tougher than the East. No, but I think both regions create great players, and there's definitely that kind of rivalry between the two. And when push comes to shove, I just think both places create great players, and there'll always be that type of rivalry with the rival place.
Yeah, there's definitely a rivalry. Like me and Logan and Regan and Jesse we're always chirping each other about our teams back home, like saying who would win if we played each other and like who's going to win the Minto and stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely a rivalry between us.
And can you shed some light on the where you grew up, Peterborough, pretty legendary place in Canadian lacrosse, obviously produced John Grant Jr. among many others, and you know your cousins Sean Evans, the Evans brothers. Legendary NLL players and many more that I'm definitely forgetting, but what was it like growing up in that area?
Well, I think growing up in Peterborough playing lacrosse is a lot different than growing up in other cities playing lacrosse. like at our senior A box games, we got 3,000 to 4,000 people at games. Lots of support from the city. Whereas if you're in another city in Ontario, you know, you might be lucky to get 300 at a game. So, I think like growing up there and, you know, I playing lacrosse with my cousins all my life and, going to camps, being able to play lacrosse with John Grant Jr. and Tracy Kolesky and my cousins and all those guys. I think it's a great experience as a lacrosse player to grow up in Peterborough.
Gotcha. Well, one last question, especially since you guys come from such different areas, why don't you kind of give us maybe one key to your development as you were coming up that made you a better player that you could maybe kind of pass down to kids who might be watching this?
Yeah, I definitely think for me, growing up, it's kind of the same story as Turn. I mean, my town's kind of known as being a lacrosse town, Ladner, B.C., and I didn't go a day without having a stick in my hands. And, I mean, my dad was a big part of that, and he grew up playing all his life, and he still plays to this day. And he would take me and my brother down to the, we call it lacrosse box, it's just like going to the field. And we'd sit there firing shots at net, and he'd be feeding us, and he'd always have us coming to his practices and games. And I think I spent more time at the arena than I did maybe at home sometimes. And I'd be with my dad all the time and my brother. And I think that was just a big thing for us, is just putting yourself around the game. And for young guys, going to different games, I mean, checking out the high school and going to whatever college games you can and coming up through the ranks, just always being around the game is a big part for why I developed into the player I am.
I think, you know, from Baltimore, another hotbed, you know, it's important to have that stick in your hand, you know, start early. But, you know, I'd say for me, it's just have fun. And, you know, I think if you're having fun, you're going to be playing your best. And, you know, just have fun with it and just, you know, just enjoy the game.
Yeah, I think for me as well is just having the stick in your hand. I know when I was younger, I'd play pass with my dad or, like, get a catch with my dad. And, I wouldn't go inside. We'd make a rule, like, you have to catch 100 balls in a row until you can go inside or whatever. So, and I had fun doing it. So that's the best part about it. And then also in the summers, playing backyard lacrosse with your buddies and, you know, just having fun doing that, getting creative. Cause I think, lacrosse is probably one of the most creative games you can play. So.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic advice. I want to thank you guys again for the time and the patience. We were able to do this, which is fantastic. Again, the number 3-seeded Ohio State Buckeyes take on Cornell at 12:30 on Saturday live in College Park. You know, full coverage on ESPNU and InsideLacrosse.com. Thanks for joining us, guys. Any last words out there to your fans?
I just think if you guys can make it out to
see us this weekend,
we'd appreciate it, and go Bucks.
All right. Thank you again, guys. Good luck this weekend, and it's been fun watching you play. Hopefully we'll be watching you a little bit longer.
Inside Lacrosse Podcast.